Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Harry Van de Velde, CEO, and Pat Popa, board member. I don't know why I did it in that order necessarily. I should have had ladies first.
Most definitely.
And it's both affiliated with Humane Indiana, which is the new name for the Humane Society of
Calumet area.
Of the Calumet area.
Yeah.
I once had sent a memorial gift to you before you were there, Harry.
Okay.
I got the wrong Humane Society and I got the wrong animal. I got the right dead person. But anyway, be that as it may.
I'm sure they took the gift.
Oh, yes. I received a thank you acknowledgement, yes. In any event, I had to apologize, though, to the survivor with whom I was acquainted. So anyhow, you're doing a nifty art thing with Humane Indiana. Which one of you is going to tell us about it?
So I'll tee it up, and then I'll get out of the way.
Okay.
We changed our name and our branding a couple years ago from Humane Society, Calumet area, to mm-hmm. Humane Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that a lot of folks think of us as the shelter on 45th Street.
Mm-hmm.
We are more than that in the fact that we also have a wildlife rehabilitation center and an education center in Valparaiso that a lot of folks don't know about.
Mm.
So we have 28 acres in Valparaiso, where last year we rehabilitated 1,800 wild animals from 23 counties in the state of Indiana.
Are these animals that fall in people's window wells and
yes,
that sort
exactly.
of thing?
Yep.
I've had that happen.
88 species of birds alone were treated last year. Yep. We currently have a bald eagle who's in our flight cage learning how to fly again.
Fantastic.
So what we did
and they rehabilitated a snowy owl last year, or snow owl last year.
And so in October of last year, we had a Festival of the Owls, since we have, as ambassador animals, animals that are rehabilitated but can no longer survive in the wild, become ambassador animals. Those animals, we have six of the indigenous species of owls as ambassador animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a Festival of the Owls, sold out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the spark that ignited the fire in Pat Popa to say, as a board member, what we really need is a public art initiative that will bring artists as well as individuals who love animals together.
And Pat Popa, I should say, was one of the founders of the County Seats Public Art Project.
Correct.
That we had in Northwest Indiana about 10 years ago, was it? How many years?
13 more. Now. It's 06, correct.
Yeah. And that project brought this sort of amorphic lima bean seats that people could actually sit on. And they were all painted by area artists, mm-hmm. and they appeared throughout Lake Porter and LaPorte
counties. Lake Porter and LaPorte.
And the funds that were derived from that went into a special fund so that South Shore Arts can give prizes for our kids from those three counties every mm-hmm. year for the Tri-County School Show.
Mm-hmm.
So now you came up with this new idea, Pat.
Well,
tell
yes.
us about that.
So being on the board, I actually had lunch with one of the county seat sponsors
mm-hmm.
who is now very into art. And he said, you know, we just don't know how to get our art out in the public. How do we, you know, and I thought, gosh, why not get the art community and the animal community together,
mm-hmm.
two very passionate
mm-hmm.
groups of people,
mm-hmm.
and get the name of Humane Indiana out there. And it's, and I've done these before, as you know. I started with the Downtown Ducks in Highland.
Oh, that's right.
And then we did the County Seats, and I actually mentored Crown Point with the Bulldogs after we did, if you remember that.
Yes, of course.
The Stewards of the Square did that,
yeah.
did that, but I mentored them through that after doing the Ducks. And we thought, why not do something like this to make it way more public and get people, bring it to the people.
And tell us what our theme is.
It is All You Need Is Love.
All You Need Is Love.
That's
so
right.
We have an owl sculpture. It's 4.5 feet tall. It's a beautiful sculpture. So it's really, it's a blank canvas for artists to do whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they conjure up.
So if an artist wants to be a part of this project, what do they need to do?
They just need to contact Humane Indiana and get on the list.
Good.
So we've already got interested sponsors, and we're starting to put sponsors and artists together. Sometimes sponsors already have artists that they know or that are on staff.
Sure.
And we also have a special school component of this project, which was thought of by one of our board members, Scott Filler from Apex Construction. And he came up with an idea because we have the Wildlife Center in Valpo, and they do a wildlife education program for kids, that if we get schools to sponsor an owl, they will keep the sculpture, and then they will also get a two-hour education program where they will bring the wild animals to the school and do an education program.
Oh, nice.
So that's really exciting.
So we're running out of time, sadly, because this is a really interesting subject. And when will we start to see owls appear on the streets of Northwest Indiana?
They will appear the middle of July. And I just want to say one more thing, that we started this project with a generous gift from the Arlene Heward Estate, a woman who passed away, and their estate, she happened to love owls. And when they found out about this project, they just really wanted to be a part of it. And they helped us get the seed money to get started with our prototype.
So if you want to be a sponsor, and so in other words, host an owl at your business or wherever it would be.
HumaneIndiana.org.
HumaneIndiana.org.
It's the most fun you'll ever have advertising your business, I guarantee.
All right. Thank you, Pat. And thank you for Harry for being here to tell us about All You Need Is Love.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.